Yeah, I'm afraid I started something that I probably, you know how it is when you open up a can of worms, it's kind of hard to get the lid back on. Well, when I said that about the beans, I knew I shouldn't have said it, because it was going to come back and bite me some way or the other. Oh, yeah. You know, today is a special day. It's a special day in the life of Common Ground Cowboy Church and all the folks that have been here since the beginning. Folks have prayed together, they've eaten together, they've cried together, they've worshiped together, and done everything that they've done to benefit God's kingdom and to further it. You know, every church has a heartbeat, something that drives them, something that is alive inside the church that makes them do the things that they're going to do. Some churches, it's pride. They want to have pride in their church and the things that they do. That's what drives them to do the things that they do every single day and every Sunday. But here at Common Ground, what we're looking at is having the Lord as our heartbeat. God is being the heartbeat that drives us and wants us to give our very, very best. Every church in every community is known for something. They are known for what they stand for what they believe. If they're a friendly church, if they're a happy church, if they're a church full of workers, whatever it is, every church has something that the community knows. And God Himself has a thought for every single body of believers, every church out there. When He thinks about that church, He automatically has something in mind. Either a lot of times He goes, well, I don't know, I've never been to that church before. You know, He might be saying that. He might say, well, you know, I visited there a couple of times, but there's just nothing going on. It's just dead. The Holy Spirit is not there. What do you think the community thinks about Common Ground Cowboy Church? More importantly, when God hears the name Common Ground Cowboy Church, what does He think about us? What does He know about us? Are we alive and well? Are we kicking on all eight cylinders? Are we floundering? I don't know. That's something we need to talk about this morning. You know, every church has, a lot of times they're either full of Indians, or they're full of chiefs. They're full of bosses. Or they're full of workers. They're full of masters, and they're full of servants. This morning, what does Jesus have to say to us when it comes to what we're supposed to be like as a church? What are we supposed to be about? What is our purpose in the church here at Common Ground? Let's look in the Bible at John 13, starting in verse 3. John 13, verse 3. Jesus is going to give us a perfect example of how we're supposed to do things in the cowboy church this morning. John 13, 3. Jesus knew that the Father had given Him authority over everything, and that He had come from God and would return to God. So He got up from the table, and He took off His robe, wrapped a towel around His waist, and poured water into a basin. Then He began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel He had around Him. Let's stop right there. Back in the days when Jesus and the disciples were walking the earth, it was common. No one wore cowboy boots. Back in that day, they all wore sandals. Now, what is a sandal? It's nothing more than something on your feet, the bottom of your feet, to protect the sole of your foot, and it's strapped on somehow, either tied on or laced on. But that means everything's open. All these folks walked in sandy area where it's dirty and nasty. Even when they were bodily clean, when they'd take a bath, when they walked around, their feet got dirty. Walking from house to house, place to place. So it was common in that time for them to have, when they first walk into a house, for them to clean their feet because they were nasty. It's just the things that were on the road and in the ground. Here is God Himself in the flesh, taking His robe off and wrapping a towel around His waist and getting on His knees with a bowl of water and doing what is normally done by a servant. He's washing someone else's stinky feet. That's about what it amounts to. He is washing their dirty feet. It says in the scripture here that when Jesus came to Simon Peter to wash his feet, Peter said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "Don't you understand? It says, now what I am doing, but someday you will understand." In other words, you don't understand what I'm doing now, but you will someday. And no, Peter protested, "You will never, ever wash my feet." Jesus replied to him, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me." So Simon Peter exclaimed, "Then wash my hands, my head as well, Lord, not just my feet." Jesus replied, "A person who is bathed all over does not need to wash except for the feet to be entirely clean. And you disciples are clean, but not all of you. For Jesus knew who would betray him. That is what he meant when he said, 'Not all of you are clean.' After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, 'Do you understand what I'm doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth, slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who brings the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them." This is the clearest picture that I think that can be made of how Christians are supposed to live out their lives. No one is better than anyone else. No one is higher than anyone else. Whether it comes from the pastor to a lay pastor, an elder, a team leader, or a member of the church that's been here forever, since day one, the start of the church, everyone is the same. No one better than anybody else. All serving each other, and serving who? God. Serving God. We are all servants. It doesn't matter whether it's sweeping the floor, taking out the garbage, preaching a message, bringing up steers out of the chutes, opening a gate, opening the door, greeting people at the front door, mowing the grass in the yard. It does not make a difference in God's eyes. Everything is necessary. Everybody is equal. We are all the same. No one better than anyone else. Any task that needs to be done. I thought about this as the Lord had me bring this message this morning, how I would act if God Himself stood before me and wanted to wash my feet. I tell you, that has got to be the most humbling thing that Peter had ever done, was let the guy that he had been following and serving and looking to for direction for his life, that he had abandoned his whole life for. Everything that he did, Peter walked away from so that he could serve Jesus. And here, Jesus was going to wash his feet. That's why he acted the way he did. He said, "Man, there's no way that I know who you are. I know you're God in the flesh. You can't wash my feet." But Jesus said to him, "You know, Peter, I've got to. If you want any part of me, you have to allow me to do this. Because no one can be clean unless I clean them." That's what he's saying. I am the cleaner. I'm the one that does the cleaning. And that's why Peter said, "Oh, well, then do all of me, you know." But Jesus was just talking about feet here. He wasn't really even talking about feet. He was talking about being a servant to someone else. Someone needing help. I said this one time in another message that if you heard somebody needed help, we were all standing around a group of people, and someone said, I need help doing so-and-so. We ought to be knocking each other down trying to get there to help them. The parking lot, their driveway going to their house would be just so full, it'd be on the streets and going down. Well, what's going on? Are they having a party over there? You see what I'm saying? When we become servants of the Most High, we serve each other with the same enthusiasm that we serve God. Enthusiasm. Well, maybe not all of us are thinking that we serve God enthusiastically or happily or willfully. But we should. When we head out, we're getting ready to start on this next year, our eighth year here at Common Ground. God's desire is for us not only to serve Him, but to serve each other, to lift each other up in prayer, to take care of each other, make sure our needs are met, that no one goes without. That's what it was like in the first century church. No one went without anything. If somebody needed something, somebody helped. No one went without. They took care of each other. God used each and every one of them to make sure that things got done and everybody was the same. We are to have a servant's attitude because this is pleasing to God. We need to let the whole area here in Cossey, Bremont, Calvert, Groesbeck, Mahia, this church should be known. God's desire is for us to be known as a loving church, as a caring church, not just for each other, but for them too. That we care enough about them that we invite them to church. We do for them. If they have trouble, if they have needs, that we help meet it. We let them know that we're going to pray for them. We're going to let them know that we're going to pray for them at the church because that's what we do. That we love each other and we're willing to happily serve each other. Do you know what a church full of workers looks like? Man, I'm not saying we don't, but I'm saying if this church was really full, I'm talking about full to the brim with workers, wow, what could you do for Christ? What could you do for this area? What could we do for each other? I know for a fact that one thing would put the biggest smile on God's face. That God would be so pleased because we want to serve Him and we want to serve others. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning as you talk to us about having a servant's heart, serving each other and meeting each other's needs. And Lord, not all of us are having a good week. Not all of us are even having a good day or a good year. We need you, dear God, more than any time we've ever needed you in our lives. Lord, we need each other, caring and praying for each other, God, and loving each other more than we've ever needed it, ever, in our life. This world, Father, that we live in is a world that does not love each other. It's a world that is going to hell, Lord, quick. I just pray, Father, that we would get off that merry-go-round, that we would get out of life, out of things that are dragging us down, and looking to you, dear God, to lift us up, to keep us on a true plane of loving each other and serving each other daily. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Amen. Well, we've got a lot going on today. It's just getting started. Just because the message is over, we've still got this silent auction to do. We've still got some eating to do, some good barbecue and potato salad and beans. If you came here this morning not ready to, not planning on eating, well, change your plans. And stay with us and just fellowship with us. Let us get to know who you are. We're just thankful that everybody's here this morning. If you're visiting here with us this morning, be sure, for the first time, be sure and fill out a visitor slip, the green slip in the back. Let us know who you are and where you come from. And if you have any prayer requests, there's a box back there that you can fill out, and we'll be praying for you. The elders will pray for you. The church will pray for you. If it's something that you don't want everybody to know about, you can just put it on there for pastor only and stick it in that box, and I'm the only one that will see it, and I'll pray for you. Even if you don't want to say what it is, that you just have an unspoken request, put that on there. We will still pray for you and lift you up. If you have a need, let us know about that. Because God, we do want to serve each other. We do want to meet the needs of all the folks here at Common Ground. Thank y'all for being here this morning. Y'all have a great day. We're having a sorting afterwards, so be sure and stay for that and work. Thank you.